pray that the things that we do today will be successful and it'll be through your guidance that we look. Thank you so much for the members of the church here, Father, and thank you so much for us and how much we love you and how much that we care about your growth here at the place.
Yes.
Thank you so much for the food that you've given us. Thank you for Miss Jane for taking care of us today and cooking and preparing it for us. Bless the food and nourishment our bodies, Father. And Father, we ask you, help us always to look into your Son as our guide. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'd ask Brother Jimmy to speak in regard to the future work of the church and what he saw in regard to the local congregations growing and developing and so forth and what would happen. And I prepared something based on what he was saying earlier in the week in regard to this for Sunday morning's bulletin called The Aftermath of the Meeting Week. And in this aftermath of the meeting week, we have a question raised in regard to what we could do to keep things growth and developing. And I'd like to read to you this morning just a couple of things about it. Let us begin to evaluate our love for the Lord and salvation. Plus, let us love others who obey the gospel that he teaches. Love for people and love for the gospel are two of the things that will accomplish most everything that we need to do. They'll accomplish our time of study to know better what's said by God. They'll accomplish our time of awareness to others and making time to visit them, talk with them. Things like that will go on if we have a love for God and love for others. And then secondly, something that really is necessary for us to do, and that is to look to others in regard to how they are living and to reflect upon that prayerfully about how they live. Phil Sanders edits the Searchlight publication, and in July of this year, 2021, he penned this particular article. Part of it refers to this particular lesson idea. Why are we doing this was the title of the article. And in part two, or paragraph two, he said in paragraph one of the article, Brother Phil writes, the world lives as if God did not matter. Use Matthew 24, 20, 37 through 39. And he said, they are busy with their own lives and unconcerned with spiritual matters. Then in paragraph 2 he writes, the Christian, however, must have a different attitude. We are to love the Lord with all our hearts, all our souls, all our mind, all our strength. Mark 12, 28 through 30. We often sing the song, Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. That must be our mindset and way of life. Like Paul, we should give ourselves fully to Christ. I have been crucified with Christ, Paul writes. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And indeed, that's the idea that we're to have in prayer of thankfulness that God has allowed us to see and to know and understand a way that's true and right. And we want to share that message with others. So, if we love them enough, and if we study enough about it, and if we concern ourselves with prayerfully living life, we will be so more successful in the local church in the future. And that will be true of people who have not been that way, and it'll be true of people who adopt this practice now, as well as those who used to do this but have not done it in a little while. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much for your holy word, for your teaching about love, and for Paul's teaching to us about Christ being within and how much difference that makes in life. And it will with us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing
more.
Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the church that's been here through the ages.
Amen.
And Father, mm-hmm. we love the congregation here, and Father, we pray that you'll help us to maintain it, to keep it, and may it go on for year after year. Help us to live our lives in such a way that even the members and those that are around about us can see you through us.
Amen.
Help us always to be strong. Help us always to teach your word. Thank you for Jesus, who's given us all the things to live for. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Robert.